This is Tactical Advantage with John Register, presented by Mount Carmel Veteran Service Center in partnership with Medicare Mentors, Wirenut Home Services, and Star Dental Institute. Tactical Advantage brings news, information, and resources to military-connected people of color throughout the Pikes Peak region. Now, here's your host, John Register.
Hey, great Saturday morning, everybody. Another Saturday of learning awakes us all. Welcome to the Tactical Advantage. My name is John Register, Paralympic silver medalist, combat veteran, and change mindset warrior, and homemade waffler. I am honored to be your host. But before we get started, I have to let us all know that this weekend is Juneteenth, also known as Freedom Day or Jubilee Day or Liberation Day and Emancipation Day. This is a celebration of the emancipation of Black Americans who have been enslaved in the United States. Juneteenth commemorates when the last enslaved African Americans learned they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April 1865, I believe it was, but word did not reach the last enslaved people until June 19th, when Union soldiers, they come into Galveston, Texas, 2.5 years later. 2.5 years later, after the battles have been fought, that those last African Americans found themselves in freedom. The crazy thing is this: as we celebrate the 4th of July as a nation, the 4th really was not for every citizen. While one group was being emancipated from England, another group was being still enslaved by those who were emancipated. The fact that only 47 states, maybe 48 now, recognize Juneteenth as a celebration for the nation tells us that there are July 4th has still some ways to go to honor all Americans in all of our states. The fact that only 47 states, or maybe 48 now, observe freedom means that there's still work to be done to become a more perfect union, says this combat Army veteran. The American flag really represents the stretching of our democracy. We started with 13 colonies and 13 stars, and now we're at 50 states and debate having, you know, two more being added with the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. So we see that we're trying to add even more. Our flag has stretched to welcome more into our perfect union, or striving to be that perfect union. I call it the stretching of our democracy. So Juneteenth really is just, it's not just a holiday for African-Americans or just representing African-American history, but it's really American history just in general. Make sure you get out to America the Beautiful Park, downtown Colorado Springs, Olympic City, USA. Festivities began last night with the opening presentation, a youth awards by Representative Tony Exum Sr., and a concert with national headliner Trick. Today, I'll be starting the 5K run. I'm not running, but the 5K starts at 9 a.m. I'm going to sprint on over there, and I'll be over there to kick that off. I might walk it, you know, that 3 miles. Maybe I'll walk it with or hop it with my artificial leg. So just make sure you're bringing the kids out for story hour with Miss Vanessa Little, as well as the slavery emancipation ceremony where they begin to read that what was read down in Galveston those years ago. Secondly, let's give a shout out to all the fathers. If you are a dad, please share an experience that you have with your children on the Podbean where you listen to this podcast. We want you to be out there. Let's get this community going and fired up. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are out there. And tell me what kind of tie you received. I want to know, because I want to tell you what kind of tie I got or what kind of aftershave it was. Actually, I would love to know how you changed, if at all, during the last year and a half. Did you get closer to your family? Did you get closer to your kids? What shifts did you make in your business? What shifts did you make inside of how you do operations and business around your household? I'd love to know all that stuff. Put that at the Podbean, and I want to have that chat with you there also. All right, so let's get into today's show. First, let's thank Mount Carmel Veteran Service Center, who provides this service to each of us this week. And I got to give a shout out to my man, Al Vasquez, our sound engineer that makes me sound so great. Tactical Advantage is brought to you by Wirenut Home Services, Star Dental Institute, Medicare Mentors. And we have another great show lined up for you on this day. So we have some great guests. Of course, with Star Dental Institute, we have the owner, Dr. Gary Moore, is with us in the house, along with the special guest that he has, Mark Neary. Henry, president of NEOS. Nick Jimenez of Comcast, director of government affairs, Southern Colorado, he's joining us, and we had a great conversation. You're going to love that part of the interview as well. And Katie Travis, director of veteran family resources over at Mount Carmel. So follow us on the Podbean podcasting platform for all the archive shows. Make sure that you are downloading these shows as well, because we're going to jump to number one. We're going to beat all the other shows, all right? So follow me by visiting my website, johnregister.com. That's johnregister.com, and selecting your preferred way to connect with me on all your social media at the top right-hand portion of the page. All right, let's jump into this show on the Tactical Advantage. We are in the studio. We have a couple of guests here. I'm going to introduce one to you, and then we'll get to the second one, because we're going to just explode this show. Okay, if you're thinking about teeth, you're in the right place today. You're in the right place. Dr. Gary Moore, owner of Star Dental Institute, 21st Street Dental, and founder of the nonprofit Together We Smile. Welcome.
Hey, John. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm so excited. So the Star Dental Institute has been a longtime partner with Mount Carmel, providing high-tech dental lab training for veterans and family members, and also top-choice dental care to military veteran community and all others in the Pikes Peak region. Can you tell us a little bit about the services that you're providing?
Yeah, we're a general practice, but we focus more on surgical, dentures, implants, that type of thing. We're finding that a lot of our people that we see really need more intense dental work than most people. Mm. And so we've focused our practice more into a surgical office where we provide, like I said, dentures, implant denture supported implants, that type of thing. And what we find is that many, many people are disabled in their mouth. And so we try to re-able them, obviously, by restoring their mouth.
So what are some of the things that are going on that you're seeing this kind of increase, or that a lot of people are having these problems that are going on right now? Is there something that's causing that?
Generally, it's just poor care overall. Mm-hmm. A lot of our veterans especially have been neglected, as I'm sure the community knows, and now we're seeing the end result of that in the mouth. And it's one of those things, garbage in, garbage out. If they can't eat, they're not going to do well in their whole overall health. So that's really what we try to focus on, is getting their mouth back into shape to where they can function well, eat well, and do well.
And do you do like preventive maintenance on that?
Care? Of course, yeah. Of course. We provide all services, but our focus is, hey, can we get you back to where you need to where you're healthy?
You know, one of the things that, you know, I've been interested in is, so my wife works for us company, and all of a sudden the insurance, it just changed. And now we're out. I'm out on the street and I got stuff going on in my mouth. I need to come see you. Can you tell a little bit about the insurances that you take and how that all works?
Absolutely. So insurances are varied. There's good insurance, bad insurance, and it varies throughout the nation. We try to deal with all insurances if we can, including Medicaid, TRICARE, whatever comes across. And a lot of the insurances these days have providers that you have to see and things like that. And we understand that. Cost is always an issue. And so that's the thing, is trying to make something affordable for our patients. And that's a challenge. Everybody's got to stretch that dollar as far as they can.
Right. When you talk about the patients, you know, this show like is focused a lot on the kind of the southeastern part of the community that we have here in Colorado Springs. Number one, how are you getting that word out to that population that may need that high level of dental care that you're talking about, the dentures, the implants, and those things? And you know, making sure that those veterans are knowing that your services are there.
Well, that's where we partner with you, John. That's why we're here. We're trying to get the word out that we've got some really important things that we can do for them that at no cost. And so that's one of the reasons that we're here today.
So you talk about the full service traditional of dental care, providing screenings. Can you address some of the things that are going on, maybe even with dental pain that happens that you all treat?
Well, yeah, dental pain is some of the worst pain that people experience.
Absolutely.
Probably because it's too close to the brain. You know, the short circuits are there. You know, when you talk about dental pain, it's always individual. And getting out of pain is obviously one of the biggest issues that we run across every day. So that's what we focus on, obviously. Hey, let's get you out of pain. Let's get you comfortable. Then let's figure out where we're going to go from there.
I've had a lot of dental work that's been done. I'm sure a lot of folks have actually had like a a crown that was done in a tooth, like was a half tooth. I dove into a swimming pool, right. And the swimming pool dove back. So,
yeah, yeah.
and I came up with I came up with half a tooth. And a lot of times, the dental pain really started because my tooth was dying on the inside. The nerve was really going out over a course of I think a couple of years. It was really pretty miserable during that. And I went to a dental school to kind of get the work done very early on in my life. When you look, you know, kind of going back into that preventive maintenance and care, what makes you all different than some of the other folks that are around town that to really provide this high level of service?
A lot of dentists, there's great dentists here in town, and a lot of them do great service, no question. Why are we different? I think it's the individual time that we spend with mm-hmm. the patients. We understand. I grew up on a farm. I was a poor farmer, and we see it all the time now. With our patients that come in, it says, "Hey, I didn't have the money to do it. I'm not sure what I can do. Mm-hmm. How do I make this affordable?" That's really one of our biggest challenges. And I'll never tell a patient what to do, but I'm about choices.
Sure.
Hey, you can do this, this, or this. Do nothing. It's okay. You know, we're not there to chew anybody out. We're not there to make you feel bad about your mouth. We're there to help you.
So I can eat my Snickers and
hey, bring me one, you know. So that's the thing, is make sure you're sharing it.
I do have another question around that when it comes to oral care. I know we talk about helping veterans, and you have a story around Air Force veteran receiving kind of this temporary crown that came in. Can you kind of share that
story with us
on that?
We had a veteran come in last week that had a broken tooth.
Yeah.
And basically we were able to restore that tooth with a crown. We have a lab on premises that allows us to cut our costs, and if they can't afford it or if mm-hmm. there's an issue with that, we're able to help that and take care of the patient. And that's really what we want to focus on. I've been doing this 36 years now with three brothers and a sister-in-law and a brother-in-law and now a niece that are all dentists. So yeah, we're
whole
idiots.
Family.
Yeah, I mean it's just in our blood.
Do y'all work on each other?
Oh, no. You can't do that. I'd rather work on myself, you know? So, and a story about that, my brother-in-law actually did a root canal on himself. And so,
are you kidding?
I am not kidding you.
That's like slamming the door to try to get the string attached to the door handle to pull your tooth out.
Yeah. And so we're screwy that way, you know. I mean, let's face it. As dentists, we're very technical. We're very focused on small things.
But wait a minute now. You just told me, like in our pre-interview, that you're an off-roader.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, that can jar the mouth a little bit. I'm thinking, what are you driving out there?
We used to run class one off-road cars.
Wow.
And so, yeah, you'd run through the desert and kick a bunch of dust. And yes, we wore mouth guards, you know, because it is pretty chattery out there. But it's a lot of fun, and it's a way to get out of the office and do something that's out of the ordinary, for sure.
And can you explain, you know, I find it just fascinating what people do outside of their work. But can you to explain a little bit around Together We Smile and the Smile CE Continuing Education?
Sure. So a few years ago, we all sat down and decided, you know what, we'd like to do a nonprofit mm-hmm. to help the community. So we get donations into that. And what that does is it provides money for the patients to get restored or somebody that needs, let's say they have extreme anxiety and they need to be put under. Or have IV sedation. Okay, so that Together We Smile can provide the funds for that. And so that's how that works. And there's not a lot in there, but we try to stretch it as far as we can. And that's the nice thing about having the dental office with a lab that is part of the office, that we can make these things affordable.
Fantastic. So you have a special guest that I'd like you to introduce to us that kind of helps support you in that effort.
We do. When we do our Together We Smile, what we call seminars or whatever, Mark is here. Mark Neary is one of our partners that actually donates the implants that we put in a patient's mouth. And this is done at no charge. And the way that it works is that we're able to get a temporary license for any 50-state office or 50-state dentist to come in and work on patients. You know, these patients are usually veterans or the homeless or some, you know, the underinsured, somebody who needs the treatment, but can't afford it. But at the same time, we've got doctors that want to learn to place dental implants, do these restorative procedures, but don't have a place to go. So we put those together using Together We Smile. We're able to treat the patient. The doctors get the experience, and everybody wins. And wow. That's really what it's about.
Well, that's fantastic. I love the give back of it all. And so I want to welcome Mark Neary to the Tactical Advantage. And you're on with John Register, of course. And social impact is when companies do these incredibly impactful things for their fellow person. And why is it important for your company to help our community in this way?
Well, thanks, John. Thanks for having us today. And it's a real pleasure to be here along with Dr. Moore. You know, NEOS has a long heritage in the implant industry. We've been around for 20 years. We're fairly new in the U.S. market over the last 12 mm-hmm. years. And when I met Dr. Moore a year ago, we just, you know, this sounded like a really good opportunity to solve lots of problems, mainly giving back to the local area and providing these products at no charge so that we can give form and function back to the real patients, right, that need that that ability to go out about their daily life. And in conjunction with that, we're able to train doctors who are interested in providing, you know, implant therapy in their local communities, not necessarily in the Springs. We have four doctors here last week, two from the West Coast and two from the East Coast of the U.S. So it's, you know, as a company, yes, we want profits are important, but I think giving back and being more socially aware of the business that you're in sets a real good precedence if you're trying to, you know, make an impact.
Well, implants just make so I'm an amputee. Yeah. Makes my leg just go. It just flutters. Yeah. Every time I hear the word, right, I just want to jump out of my seat. In fact, I was thinking about, they were doing this whole integration over in Australia, which is called osseo integration, where it's almost like an implant where they put a pole right up the femur bone, so you can actually walk on the bone. I was like, not going to happen for me. But I wanted to kind of just share the story about how you help. And you have this Army veteran, Jerry, who served for 14 and a half years. Can you talk about what happened with that individual?
Jerry's a different case. Yeah. You know, he's got a lot of issues from service in his armed services. He had some injuries to his mouth, lost some teeth, plus his other health issues contributed to basically losing all of his teeth. And so at this point, now we were able to restore him by placing some dental implants in, having a denture placed, giving him function and form and a smile back to where he can actually work and feel good about himself. And it's changed his life. You know, you'd be amazed at what happens when you can eat. Right. You know, when your diet is good, we've had patients come in where we've taken teeth out and they've been on medications for blood pressure or diabetes, things like that. And now all of a sudden they don't have diabetes anymore because they're eating better. They're taking better care of themselves. And so whether we like it or not, a lot of what happens when you eat. And if you can't eat well, you're going to suffer. And Jerry was one of those that he wasn't eating well and he knew it. Now, I think he will lose weight because he's actually eating better. And that's huge. You know, I mean, not just feeling better, but you got your heart, you got your, you know, diabetics have a lot of issues. And if we can avoid that, well, that's everything, right?
Absolutely.
You know,
I like to eat as for sure.
Yeah, of course.
But that is, you know, I see so many people that have, you know, injuries to their mouths that you were, you know, saying, and it does make it a difference, right? Even the smiles around that. Can you talk a little bit, Mark, about the?
We're in an imaged world, right? Everybody wants to look good and feel good. So I think when you can restore somebody's dentition and give them that appearance when they're looking for a job,
heard that word, dentition?
You know, it can impact somebody, right? They can go out and find a job or a mate or whatever. I mean, when you can smile, you feel more confident, and you display that confidence. So I think it really puts a highlight on the person. And we like to be part of that as well.
And what are some of the stories that you have kind of had that kind of just float your boat and say, man, I know I'm in the right lane doing this work?
My previous role, I worked internationally. So we traveled the globe. We've been to, you know, 50 countries and we did courses in many, many places. And at the end of the day, dentistry is one common thread is people smile. People want to eat well. Mm-hmm. people want to come together in this. It's a small business, but it's a very large business when you break it down by market. So I was very fortunate to experience lots of dentistry all over the globe. And, you know, dentists are a different breed. They work really hard and they play really hard.
Well, we know this guy over here. He's doing Formula One.
We drove over in a Hummer, you know.
So what is it that you do for a fun outside of
I have a place in the mountains right in Florissant, actually. So we enjoy getting up there and connecting with nature. And I'd like to say it's real America, you know. There's some really nice folks up there, and we've got some good friends. But, you know, just walking with the dog. We've got a Jeep. We like to go Jeeping and just let off some steam as well.
Very cool. So anything else that I may have missed during 7 Minutes of Data? Because I want you to make sure that we get it out there. How do we contact you? How do the folks out there contact you?
Sure. They can give the office a call at 719-401-0607 or even text at 719-203-7281. Or just go to the website at dentalcoloradosprings.com. We're always looking for patients. We're always looking for people that need help. You know, you're asking for stories. We've got several of those that, for instance, one person does the catering for us at our seminars for our doctors. Well, that was always her dream, but she was before she did that, one of her issues was that she had no teeth. And she didn't feel confident. She didn't feel like she could go and be a good business person without teeth and knowing what to do. And once she got that, she came in and told us, hey, I started my catering business. Here's what I'm doing. And her food is excellent.
Wow.
and she's very happy, you know, and it's a life-changing experience.
Well, you all are definitely you know, lowering the stigma around dentistry. Was it dentist? What do you call it?
Dentition.
Yeah, that word.
We better not look practicing. That up.
I know. Everybody look that up. It's called Mark accountable on that one.
Don't Google that.
Well, I'd like to thank both of y'all for stopping by the studio on Tactical Advantage. So we have been on with Mark Neary of NEOS and sponsor Dr. Gary Moore of Star Dental Institute for the incredible service they provide to our veteran community. So thank you all for being here.
Hey, thanks for having us. You have a good day.
And we'll be back with more Tactical Advantage with John Register right after this.
Stay tuned for more valuable information on Tactical Advantage on KPPF.
It's time to smile again. At Star Dental Institute, Dr. Gary Moore and his staff specialize in general dentistry, dentures, and orthodontics, as well as sedation dentistry and dental implants at affordable rates. With COVID-19 restrictions being lifted, now is the perfect time to visit Star Dental Institute, Colorado Springs' premier full-service dentistry office and one-day denture service center. The message is basic. It's safe to come back to the dentist. To schedule an appointment, call 719-597-7979 or online at dentalcoloradosprings.com. Star Dental Institute, proud sponsor of Tactical Advantage.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Tactical Advantage. I'm John Register, your host, and we have, by way of Zoom, Nick Jimenez, the Director of Governmental Affairs, Southern Colorado, Comcast, Mountain West Region. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the warm welcome. It's great to be here with you.
Oh, I'm so excited to have this conversation with you today, and thanks for all you are doing. I mean, Comcast is really supporting the veterans community and over at Mount Carmel. So talk a little bit about Comcast's commitment to military and veterans as customers and employees.
Well, John, I mean, I think there's a lot to unpack there. I'm proud to work at Comcast, work at a company that is committed to the military community, both in terms of serving our customers who are members of the military community and supporting the military community in general, and also, quite frankly, recognizing the value that members of the military community add to our organization as the excellent colleagues that they are. You know, one thing that I'll shout out, pretty proud of, is a couple recognitions that we've gotten recently. Fortune ranked us as a great place to work for the past 4 years.
Wow.
And I think we were number 21 in 2021, which is a great little feat there. But even more important, the Military Times ranked us as the number one employer on their Best for Vets 2020 list. So I think that's a reflection of the commitment that we have to supporting the military community as colleagues, and happy to talk more about that or talk about more of the community engagement that we do however you want to take this, John.
Well, you know, I think, you know, kind of staying right there is, you know, kind of the backstory, right? So why does Comcast feel so engaged or want to be so engaged with this community? How did it all start? Do you know that?
Well, you know, that's actually a great story. I've been lucky enough to be with Comcast for going on 14 years. So I've seen a lot of this evolve over time. But long before I joined Comcast, our tradition around hiring and supporting the military community, really, I got to give credit to our founder, Ralph Roberts. He was a World War II U.S. Navy veteran, and he really instilled that value, that importance in our company very early on.
Wow, that's a great history. When you talk about some of the things, I'm thinking about, you know, some of the other work that comes out from it and how you put an emphasis and a focus. And I can't remember the ERG, the Employee Resource Group or Business Resource Group that you have around it. I know that it's critically important to Comcast. Can you talk a little bit about that Employee Resource Group, or it's a Business Resource Group?
Yeah, of course, and appreciate that, right? I'm a member of all eight of our Employee Resource Groups that we have at Comcast, and we're actually in the process of launching a ninth.
Wow.
Supporting the Indigenous community. But we have a really, really active group called VetNet, or Veterans Network at Comcast. And this group is an Employee Resource Group, which, for folks that don't know, really exists to support company employees that are connected to a specific community, whether, you know, it's veterans like we're talking about now, or LGBT or young professionals or Black professionals or Asian Pacific Americans, right? All of these eight, soon to be nine groups that we have support employees who feel a connection. Now, one thing that's important is that connection doesn't have to be defined by, you know, in the example of VetNet, is past service, right? I mean, the tagline that we have internally is, you don't have to belong. So I'm a proud member of VetNet and all of our employee resource groups because they allow us to make an impact on our company. I think that's one of the benefits that I really love is the Veterans Network is out here. You know, they have the close relationship to the community. They can make recommendations to our business leaders to say, hey, you know, here's something that would be valuable. Here's an organization that we should be supporting. So they make an impact on our business. They make an impact on our communities. And it provides professional development opportunities that are invaluable. You know, VetNet in particular goes above and beyond. I'm sure you're not surprised about that. They welcome new veteran employees with a buddy. So this is kind of just an informal kind of mentorship partnership where if you're a veteran employee joining Comcast, you get this VetNet buddy to help you navigate the workplace and make sure you're getting connected to company leaders and learning more about the organization as a whole. There's also formal mentorship programs that VetNet coordinates. And then there's just opportunities to be involved in the community. And I'll shout out one, which is our partnership with Mount Carmel.
Right.
The VetNet group loves working with Mount Carmel. And, you know, we've been a little bit limited during COVID, but pre-COVID, the VetNet group organized a professional clothing drive for the civvies closet at Mount Carmel, which was really successful. And I actually was able to donate a little bit too. So I was happy about that. And as we navigate hopefully post-COVID environment in the very near future, I know VetNet is chomping at the bit to get involved again with Mount Carmel and other organizations.
And do you have any you know, kind of way forward? You know, we talked a little bit about COVID and how the program kind of waned a little bit, as many programs did. When you look at VetNet right now, what are some of the things outside of clothing drives that you're maybe focused in on with Mount Carmel?
Well, during COVID, everything went virtual. So VetNet was able to continue their engagement through virtual mentorship and virtual speaking programs and things like that. But in terms of volunteering, that's where we were really limited. But I think our VetNet members really like to get their hands dirty, like to get involved in the community. So I'm eager as we exit COVID and are allowed to get back into the communities to see the VetNet members, you know, maybe doing another cities drive, but certainly supporting the food distribution events at Mount Carmel, They love to do community improvement projects, you know, planting flowers, cleaning up community centers, painting, park benches, all of these kinds of fun activities that get them out in the community are things they love to do.
Yeah, I really love how Comcast is so engaged, especially with ERGs. A lot of times people think that employee resource groups are dividers because it's only this group or that group. But really, you said it well. You don't have to belong, and it's not really about division. It is about belonging, and we have to push into that space of belonging because we can have diversity and equity. But if we don't feel like we belong to an organization, then we will. Really, we'll leave it, and so I want to also, you know, call out that we have coming up on today out at America the Beautiful Park. You are sponsoring the Juneteenth 5K at America the Beautiful Park, and I'm going to be the kicking it off. I'm going to be the announcer for it. I don't think you even knew that.
I didn't know that, John, but as I get to know you, I am not surprised in the least. That's exciting that you'll be out there supporting the event. You know, we at Comcast are just proud to be involved in the community wherever we can. And I think this Juneteenth 5K, great way for folks to get out, enjoy hopefully some nice sunshine, some nice weather, a little bit of a healthy, fun activity. So excited about that for sure.
So kind of going changing topics a little bit as we're talking today. You did something during the pandemic, kind of pre-pandemic. You built a home gym. Can you talk about what you did during lockdown? On your double down?
You know, I got to say, I got so lucky, John. I started the gym before COVID hit. So I had some of the essentials in place because truthfully, during COVID, I don't know if you know this, but I know a lot of folks know this. Gym equipment was,
it flew off.
So you had folks on Facebook becoming millionaires selling secondhand equipment that they had. You know, bigger picture, I've been in Colorado for 3 years and, you know, moving out here with my family was one of the best decisions I've ever made, we've ever made. Really embraced the healthy lifestyle of folks in this state. And, you know, for me, that meant building a home gym for a lot of folks I know, you know, hiking, skiing, all of these activities that are available to us here in Colorado. But in building a gym, I found a passion. I got healthy. You know, actually, we talked about the Civvies drive. You know, I didn't want to get into it, but I guess we will. I was able to donate my fat suits, right? I lost a little bit of weight, had some professional clothing that was too big on me, and donated that to Mount Carmel, so everybody wins. And I even went as far as getting certified as a personal trainer, not wow. because I plan to leave Comcast. That's not happening anytime soon. I love it here. But just so I could learn more and help other people. And during COVID, I had this garage gym. And so I was actually able to help some friends out and have them come over and still get their workouts in, which made me really happy too.
Wow. Yeah. I was talking to a lot of friends. And actually, when I was doing a lot of online training, talking about things that were high value that we really love doing, that were important to us, that we no longer could do, and things that were of high value that we still could do, and things that were of kind of low value that were still possible, and things that were of low value that were not possible. And it was amazing to see kind of the shifts that happened during that time. So you get out there and you become a personal trainer. And I think a lot of people found that to be, you know, something that they built upon. You also built upon 14 years, you started as an intern at Comcast, and that just doesn't happen these days. So what is it about the organization that keeps you there and keeps you moving forward with it?
Yeah, well, you know, just the way you talk about that, John, really makes me realize what a journey it's been. I did start as an intern, and quite frankly, I was running a small business, a commercial painting business, while I was in college, and I was feeling pretty good about that. You know, it's a funny story. I was actually remodeling an apartment and had a Comcast executive come in and didn't like the apartment. Not my fault, for the record. My work was great, but we got to know each other, and he offered me this internship, and I was, you know, kind of the mindset like, hey, you know, I think I feel good about this small business, but let me do this 3 month internship and I'll have it on my resume. You never know. And 3 months turned into 14 years. And the reason I stay at Comcast really is because it's a place I can feel proud of. You know, I get opportunities like this one, John, which I don't take lightly. Thank you for providing us an opportunity, for providing me an opportunity to be here with you. When I get to represent a company and talk about good work, and not have to worry about, you know, getting caught up in a conversation that I couldn't feel proud of, that's what allows me to really thrive in this organization, right? I can come on here and talk genuinely about our employee resource groups that I'm a part of, that I've benefited from, about our commitment to the military community that I believe in deeply. I serve as an ambassador myself to Mount Carmel, and I serve on several boards as well, to talk about things like Internet Essentials, which offers low-cost internet for low-income households, and I've volunteered for years. Right? These are all things that, you know, and there's more, our support for small business, which of course I have some experience with. These are all things that make me really proud. And so what keeps me at Comcast is the fact that this organization has integrity, is doing good in the community, and provides some really valuable and important services that, I mean, come on, especially in light of the last year,
right.
The importance of the internet and connectivity can't be understated.
It's amazing that you said that you know, we're talking about 14 years ago, you start off as an intern. I have two interns right here with me from AD Pro 360 over at Mount Carmel, Justin Verhulst and Isabella Janey. They're right here listening to your conversation. They're getting their starts right now. So they're just jazzed. They're running up and down. They're jumping so hard right now because they know they can be just like Nick Jimenez.
Well, I love that. And Justin and Isabella and anybody that gets an internship opportunity, you know, a little bit of unsolicited advice, but don't take it as just 3 months the way that I approached it. What changed the game for me was when I started taking it seriously, when I finished school and stayed on, still as an intern, but was there, you know, 40 hours a week, and really having a chance to own projects and contribute to them, right? Don't ever let that mentality of I'm just an intern stop you from wanting to take on real responsibility and make a real contribution. I think that's where the value of an internship comes in, is you are a part of the team, and you got hired for a reason. So, you know, contribute to the best of your abilities and see where that takes you.
Great advice from Nick Jimenez. He is the Director of Government Affairs, Southern Colorado, Comcast Mountain West region. So listen, recently Comcast partnered again with Mount Carmel Veteran Services Center to equip their center as a Wi-Fi connected lift zone, quote unquote lift zone. What does that mean, and why is that so important?
Well, something I'm super proud of and really glad that we got to work with Mount Carmel again in making this happen. If I can give a little bit of background, Comcast has been committed to bridging the digital divide and ensuring digital equity for more than a decade. So we launched this program called Internet Essentials back in 2011, so 10 years ago. In 10 years, we've connected over 10 million low-income Americans to the power of the internet at home. And that's really a transformative opportunity for a lot of folks. The majority of our customers, our Internet Essentials customers, are getting online at home for the very first time in their lives. And just real quickly, the program offers internet for $9.95 a month, Wi-Fi included. There's no contract, no credit check, no cost for standard installations. And the program is really wonderful. You can even buy a computer for $150 if you don't have one. And we provide digital literacy training to make sure that you have the skills needed to take advantage of the home internet connection. And I say that as background, John, because it's a really great program. I'm really proud of it. But during COVID, we decided to double down on our commitment to bridging the digital divide. Mm-hmm. And home internet is a wonderful tool if you have a home. But some folks don't have a home. Some folks don't have a safe home, a quiet home. Some folks are, you know, maybe moving around a little bit too frequently to make it practical for them to have a home internet connection from Comcast. So that's why we've teamed up with wonderful community organizations like Mount Carmel to launch lift zones. We actually made a commitment nationwide to launch 1,000 of these lift zones by the end of 2021. And what these lift zones are is a safe Wi-Fi hotspot location in a community center, a nonprofit organization, where students and families and individuals, veterans, can come in and safely access the internet for whatever they might need, distance learning, job applications, accessing public benefits. We believe that folks should have access to the internet wherever they need it, wherever it benefits them the most. If that's at home, great, we've got an answer for that. But if it's not, you know, that's where organizations like Mount Carmel have been wonderful partners in establishing these lift zones.
My daughter, Ashley Register, just graduated from UNC Greeley about right before the pandemic had hit. She did an internship in Washington, D.C. with a company that was really trying to fight net neutrality. And we can see now in the pandemic how the disparity actually hit a lot of communities when that really didn't get passed. And so a lot of internet has been throttled in some areas and held back from those that may not be able to afford the higher rates and higher bandwidth for their company. So I'm really glad that to see Comcast really pushing into that space and with those lift zones that are coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we've been talking with Nick Jimenez, of the Director of Government Affairs, Southern Colorado. Comcast also is doing, recently made a $100 million commitment to advance social justice equality. We just talked about America, the Beautiful Park, and the Juneteenth celebration. Comcast also has been recognized for several organizations as a military-friendly employer, as Nick just said earlier. So, Nick, I want to thank you for being on the show, Tactical Advantage, today. It's been invaluable, so thank you so much.
And thank you, John, for the opportunity. I appreciate you and the work that you're doing. Thank you for letting us be a part of it.
100%. Okay, everybody, we'll be back with more Tactical Advantage with John Register right after this.
Stay tuned for more valuable information on Tactical Advantage on KPPM.
If you're Medicare eligible and military connected, Rich Lewis and Medicare Mentors will guide you through setting up coverage to make sure that you have the right options. Call Rich Lewis at Medicare Mentors at 719-886-3377. Medicare Mentors, personal guidance at no cost consultation for military connected service members. Committed to advocate for you today and all of your tomorrows. Proud sponsors of Tactical Advantage. Heard every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on KPPF.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Tactical Advantage with John Register. And oh my gosh, we have Katie Travis, Director of Veteran Family Resources, Mount Carmel Veteran Services, here with us. Katie, thank you for coming by.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
You had a late night last night.
Just a little bit, helping set up that Western pancake breakfast downtown.
Yeah, so that was back on Wednesday.
Wednesday night, yep.
Why was Mount Carmel down there doing that and supporting that event?
So we support that event every year, whether it's being the 5 a.m. shift and passing out breakfast to folks, or this year we got to be the late night setup, moving hail bays and street barrier folks. So it's a real important event for the city to welcome everybody in, and we just like to pitch in and help out with it.
We want to make sure everybody puts that on their calendar for next year and make sure that you are coming out, support Katie, get up at 2 o'clock in the morning with her to help her set those tables up next year. Talk a little bit about the military connection and kind of your involvement with Mount Carmel and your father. You know, for Father's Day coming on Sunday.
Yeah, of course. So my dad was born. Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good thing because you're here. So I would assume.
Great thing. I was born while my dad was in basic. He was about a month out from graduation, and he actually didn't know. He got called out. His company commander called him out in front of everybody during formation.
Oh my gosh.
And announced to everybody that I was born. And then about a month later, I saw him for the first time when he graduated. And then he went to AIT.
Did you recognize him?
Yeah, of course, definitely. Yep. So I even said dada, I'm sure. But he went to AIT, and after he graduated AIT, he went straight into airborne school. So I didn't really see him until I was 6 months old. And even at that, it was for 2 months or 2 weeks, I guess. And then he went to Germany ahead of us. And 2 months later, when I was 8 months old, is when I really got to like know my dad. And I've really just been kind of a daddy's girl ever since then. And he's actually who got me connected with Mount Carmel, because I needed to do some volunteer hours for one of my social work classes. And I got linked in that way because he knew Bob, and that was kind of my life. And that was my goal with social work, is to help the military.
Well, Bob McLaughlin doing great work over at Mount Carmel. You know, that's very similar to my story and my son. I was in basic training when he was born as well. And they gave me the option during like Exodus, I could go back and I could actually see my son's birth. I could see the birth. And I decided I didn't want to go through basic training again. So I decided I can wait. That's a fair decision. I can wait. I don't want to get gassed again like that. So, you know, the importance of partnerships and executing your mission is critical. Can you talk a little about the partnerships that you have with Mount Carmel? And, you know, what are you trying? What's your mission of what you're trying to get accomplished?
So, I mean, really at Mount Carmel, we're just trying to meet all those barriers, fill the gaps. In my department specifically, we're making sure that when a client comes in and they're needing some kind of financial assistance or connection to resources, that we're not just connecting them to those folks or cutting that check, but we're making sure, again, we're assessing those barriers and they have a plan of action so that they don't have to lean on us continuously. I mean, don't get me wrong, we love seeing their faces and we love that connection, but we want them to be sustainable on their own.
Yeah. I think it's always, I talk about like work your way out of a job. So it'd be so good you work your way out of the job.
Yes, I would love that if I had no clients.
It keeps us in business, but it keeps on going and you do provide that great service. And, you know, as we're talking today, you know, today's Juneteenth and you all are doing some work again with the community as you expand more towards the south on the Pueblo community. Talk about what's going on down for Juneteenth and celebration with Mount Carmel and Pueblo.
Yeah, so the big thing is that Mount Carmel is trying to make a move down to Pueblo. We're going to be opening an office down there soon so that we can help our veterans down there without them having to come all the way up to the Springs. And one of the really big impacts that we were invited to take part in is the Juneteenth celebration that the DAV is hosting down in Pueblo. So we've got a couple members of our team down there today.
And you know, the importance of that and why you're expanding down to that area. I mean, I've read where Pueblo has the most, I don't know if it's Purple Heart recipients, I believe, in the United States. So it's a great community. And so why, I know why you're going down there, but why is it so important for other people like around Colorado in the southern region and in the kind of northern part of Colorado Springs to really know about Pueblo as a part of the overall collective that you're doing at Mount Carmel?
Really, it's Pueblo. We're also reaching down to Trinidad. Okay. It's just acknowledging that we have a lot of veterans that like to live in rural communities, mm-hmm. and they still need our support and our services.
Yeah. So some things about you. You know, you're just about to graduate summa cum laude with a master's in social work. That's fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, it has been a struggle, but a fun struggle. But working full time and deciding to get my master's was quite something to take on, I'll tell you what. But it's definitely impacted my ability to really help our clients, and it's something I'm looking forward to.
So do you think your role, you know, kind of growing up, being daddy's girl and everything, does that lend itself to why you're at Mount Carmel right now? I know you said that, you know, you went into it, but you know, your focal point of the why behind why you do what you do. Is that part of that?
Absolutely. I grew up, you know, pre 9/11 was a good portion of my life. And my dad was special forces. So deployments were still a very real thing for me. And I had a school counselor that would pull my sisters and I aside and the small handful of other kiddos and really check in on us on a regular basis because we had parents that were deployed and that wasn't something people were really familiar with. And then she was able to connect us to different resources. And that's something that I want to be able to provide for military families in our community.
Yeah. We were talking a little bit earlier with Nick Jimenez with Comcast, and he was sharing about some of the things that they were doing with the partnerships with Mount Carmel. How do you see reliable internet access go from being an amenity to a necessity throughout this past year?
So pre-COVID, there really wasn't a need for internet as far as most funders were concerned. So when we had clients that needed assistance with their internet, it was really hard to find that. And we definitely saw a shift with COVID where people were working from home. Mm-hmm. Kids were going to school from home. I was going to school from home. And we had to have a way to connect. And on that note, human connection is a huge part of just our social lives, and we require that. It's an inherent part of human nature, I guess you would say, and it helps with decreasing anxiety and depression and mood. And we were trapped in our homes, and if without internet, you weren't able to get that. So of course, you know, it was important to keep people working and to keep people educated, but really it was important to get on those Zoom calls and those video phone calls with family and friends that you weren't able to just go grab a bite to eat with.
You know, we're talking a little bit also with him, with Nick Brown, net neutrality. And one of the things that the internet being throttled for certain communities. And so as we look at the population, those that have more affluence got more access, more bandwidth. And those that didn't, theirs were throttled back a little bit. So you see kind of sometimes in the southeastern part of our community didn't get as much access as some of the other ones did. How did the Internet Essentials partnership with Comcast really help give your clients a hand up really during this pandemic?
So first off, the Internet Essentials helped because it really cut the cost of internet to a lot of our clients. And then Comcast came through and gave us some vouchers. So when we had clients that, you know, sometimes even $10 a month is not affordable for folks, especially going through a pandemic. If you're not working and you're just struggling to put food on the table. So they were able to give us some vouchers and we used those for our clients that gave them free internet for up to 6 months before they really had to focus on picking up that tab.
I just can't even imagine, right? You're told to go home. You're told to work from home. You said you're doing your work online and you don't have access to do it online.
Well, and we were working with clients who, you know, we had to find a way, my own team, to shift into working with clients over the phone or over the internet. And a big part of that and being able to provide assistance is getting the right documentation. And there's no place for you to just go hand that over to us. And so getting it to us, internet was very much an essential need.
So one more on the internet, you know, how does Comcast Lift Zone benefit not only Mount Carmel's visitors, clients and partners, but, you know, kind of the overall collective of what you're trying to do at Mount Carmel itself for veterans?
Again, with filling those gaps, the biggest thing is making sure that any need that is out there in the community, we're finding a way to partner and collaborate to get that taken care of. And so having a space where clients can come in and sit at a computer and go to class during the day if they want to, or, you know, look for a job, an apartment. We've had folks sit on there and just manage some finances and go through some budgeting stuff. So having that ability to access the computer and the internet has been crucial for our clients.
That's why we are talking with the amazing Katie Travis over at the Director of Veteran Family Resource at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. You know, you're getting your degree. I mean, and congratulations, really. That's fantastic to get your master's.
Thank you.
As you begin to look at what this means for Mount Carmel and the people that you're servicing, what new trends are you witnessing in social work in your field as this community rebounds?
Really, the big things are just everybody coming back together and making that adjustment. You know, we had to adjust to being on our own for a little while, and now the community has really just got to pull together. We're seeing an increase. You know, we talked a couple podcasts back. We're seeing an increase in a housing crisis with COVID. And so really coming around to make sure that we're not displacing people from their homes as we come out of this and that support is continued for them.
You know, that is, I think, we did talk about that with housing and with the community coming back together. Have you been noticing any upticks in let me kind of rephrase it. You know, I'm watching, you know, some of the news. I'm seeing some of the things that are going on in the airline industries, for example, and folks are just kind of freaking out. I call it losing oxygen out of your environment, literally, because when we lose oxygen, we begin to panic. And we're coming back in and we're demanding things that the low just can't take right now. And so people are becoming very frustrated and they're acting those intentions out, like I would say, like a little two-year-old and acting really kind of really bratty. When the community comes back together, how are you noticing some of those upticks in, you know, the way people's behaviors and emotions are coming in with what you're providing over at Mount Carmel?
You know, we're all just happy, I think, to be getting back out there. And you're right, it can be overwhelming for some folks. And there is a lot of just, I'm so ready to get back into the real world that I'm forgetting that it is a slow process. And so, for us, it really is just helping people through that adjustment. And we still have folks that don't really want to get back into the community. They're still a little hesitant, and that's okay too.
Yes.
And so helping them and, you know, as these services that we're providing, that were being provided virtually and all these delivery services, they start to kind of curb down, making sure that our clients and the community knows there's still access to some of those things. So, you know, we're keeping our food drive going. or our food distribution going as a drive-through, so that people don't have to worry about getting out of their cars if they don't, they're not quite ready to interact. But then knowing what, you know, community activities are out there for folks that do want to get out and socialize again.
What are some of the strategies that you would recommend as far as, you know, kind of integrating back into or coming back into around people again? And how can those, and this be part of that question is, how can veterans use some of the services at Mount Carmel to help them with some of those skill sets?
So it's be patient, take your time. Know that not everybody is quite as gung-ho as you are to get back into the community. And I think we still have to be respectful of people's boundaries. And Mount Carmel is there still to provide some of those social supports. We've started an uptake in our groups again. We've got a women's group that meets, a PTS support group that meets. There are some classes, some art therapies and stuff. So if you're looking to kind of socialize a little more slowly, kind of dip your toes in the water, we've got some of those activities going on. But I really think that it's just everybody being aware of everybody else, and that just because you're ready to go doesn't mean everybody else is. And so let's be respectful of each other's space and decisions.
Yeah, I think the empathy that we showed back during COVID, when COVID first hit and we're all helping each other out, and we're, you know, doing whatever the drive is, or even, you know, we saw people around the world that were coming out playing instruments in the middle of the street to serenade their neighbors and do some of those things, just to show that we are part of this together, can go a long way when we're coming back together, knowing that, just like you said, there are different levels of the way people feel. So anything else I may have left out, how we get in contact with you, you know, tell that to our listening audience.
Yeah, the big thing is, if you're wanting to get in contact directly with my team for some support, you're calling 719-309-4752. And that's going to bypass the front desk and link you directly in with a case manager on my team who can point you directly to some resources or get you linked in for an appointment so you can have a nice long conversation.
Fantastic. Once again, that number is 719-309-4752. Call over to Katie's team. She is the Director of Veteran Family Resources over at Mount Carmel's Veteran Service Center. Thank you so much for being on, Katie.
Thanks for having me again.
Get some rest. We'll be back right after this on The Tactical Advantage with John Register.
Stay tuned for more valuable information on Tactical Advantage on KPPF.
In today's tough economic times, it can be hard to make sure you're working with companies that have your best interest at heart. Because of this, you can count on the Wire Nut to go the extra mile to make sure that you and your investments are protected. You can trust the Wire Nut for licensed HVAC technicians, master electricians, and plumbers. The Wire Nut is your complete home service company. They strive to make sure you are comfortable in your home and that your home is safe. Call the Wire Nut Home Services at 719-465-5902. Online at thewirenut.com. Proud sponsor of the Tactical Advantage.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
Well, that does it, everybody. Another show is in the can. Get over to America the Beautiful Park for Juneteenth and celebrate when all Americans were declared free. That continues today and tomorrow. Make sure you are spreading the word and sharing with your neighbors about the great information you are learning here on the Tactical Advantage. And if you're liking the show, get on the Podbean and leave a comment. We want to do that. I'll engage with you always over there. So I'm going to go over there and see who's on, because I want to know who's listening to this show. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on KPPF Radio. That is 95.7 FM, 1040 AM, and 98.5 FM. Or stream online once again at kppfradio.com. A big thanks to all of our guests today for sharing their wisdom with us. It's been just a fantastic show. So we are off and running. Follow me throughout the week and get all of my social media handles on johnregister.com. Once again, johnregister.com. Remember, when truth outweighs fear, we commit to a courageous life. My name is John Register. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you next week on Tactical Advantage. Go forth, inspire your world. Bye for now.
This has been Tactical Advantage with John Register, heard every Saturday at 8 a.m. on KPPF, presented by Mount Carmel Veteran Service Center in partnership with Medicare Mentors, Wirenut Home Services, and Star Dental Institute. Listen to the companion podcast on kppfradio.podbean.com.